We have a quorum, and we're gonna start the meeting. It's 9:05. Have our call to order.
Jay?
Here.
McGuire?
Here.
Michaels?
Here.
Mitchell?
Here.
Harrison? Alex? Carter? Colbert?
Present.
Motion to approve.
You could have at least said Roman numeral three.
It must be Friday.
I got a 10 o'clock.
He's got a 10 o'clock.
I don't think you're having a problem there.
Okay, I got a second.
I'll second.
Quick and hurry here.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for October 2nd, 2015.
I'll make the motion. Second.
Moved and second. Any correction? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Public participation? Seeing none. Communications? Seeing none. County engineers report.
We need to approve the claim.
Yeah. County town and motor fuel tax claim.
Moved to approve. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay.
Before we talk about the resolutions appropriating the county motor fuel tax in items 8 and 9, I passed around a letter from an attorney that the Illinois Association of County Engineers asked to give us an opinion about the legality of holding the motor fuel tax monies without the without the budget passed at the state level, and didn't come out the way we had hoped it would. His opinion is basically that the motor fuel tax funds that are passed on to the local agencies are a part of an annual appropriation, and therefore without a state budget there is no annual appropriation, and therefore the monies cannot be passed on.
Wow.
To the local agencies as is set forth in the statutes. There is such thing as a continuing appropriation, and you'll see there on the back sheet that he gives one example of downstate transit districts somehow have a continuing appropriation within the statutes. So one of the things after they get this budget mess figured out is the County Engineers Association is going to be trying to push some legislation to get our motor fuel tax into a continuing appropriation line instead of the annual appropriation. But for now, there's nothing we can do legally to force them to pass along our appropriation of motor fuel tax funds. So that's the unfortunate news from that.
We need a different way.
There was an article in the News Gazette on Tuesday. Motor fuel tax payments are now $181 million behind two local agencies. IDOT's in a similar, I guess, state whereby they're buying gas, oil, salt, all on credit right now without paying any of their bills. We had a meeting in October up in Moline, the County Engineers Association, and the Deputy Director of Transportation was there, and she said basically they're just waiting for the day when they swipe their WEX cards and it says denied, and they won't be able to get any more fuel because they haven't made a WEX payment since June, and that's, you know, all of their fuel and all of their vehicles across the state. So they're full of salt, but the salt companies won't deliver any more salt because they haven't paid for what they got. I I think they called them Ulsicoat the other day, our local oil distributor, and we're asking for oil to use to crack fill and make cold mix for the roads, and he told them, we're not selling you any more oil to do that. Your credit's no good anymore. So they're getting to the end of the line where eventually they're not going to be able to work on credit anymore. So fortunately, we still have total assets of $3.7 million in our motor fuel tax funds. 2.7 of those, or 2.3 of those, are obligated, not paid yet. One of our biggest obligations is up on the Dewey Fisher Road project, where we have like $1.7 million obligated, but we haven't received a bill from the state for our portion of that project yet. So we're doing okay for now, but once we get through the winter, I think things are going to be, we're not going to be able to do anything. We've told the townships they're not going to be able to do anything as far as, but what we do have, we got a couple resolutions on here. The first resolution is appropriating the motor fuel tax funds for salary of the county engineer, which also includes a county engineer salary program where they transfer 50% of the county engineer's salary from the federal funds into our motor fuel tax funds. So obviously I want to keep enough money in there so that I can remain employed. You got to be selfish sometimes, Patsy.
We're going to keep you on credit.
So looking at your monies and what I'm hearing in the ether of the expectation that action might start being taken in January, can we make it through to January?
If it goes to June,
that's when you see problems.
It's going to be problematic.
Okay.
So what do you say is going to happen in January?
Well, who knows? But some of the conversation that I've heard recently is that people are speculating that there will be a willingness to start doing stuff in January because it's a different vote count to do things. And petitions are in. We're past all of those stages, and nobody thinks anything will happen with the two holidays. You know, it's kind of downtime. That's it's worth about as much as what I just said it. You know, don't bank on it, but that's some of the chitter chatter. So that's the basis for my question to you.
Okay, Diane.
Question, because of these two resolutions and because of this preamble letter or whatever, in the back of my mind, if I had this right, I think everything here will be okay and it'll all settle out, but we're also, kind of banking, if you will, on some of these other monies coming in for the offset of that. Now, one, you said federal, so federal different from state. I'm thinking that all this is going to still be kind of status quo as it has been in the past, as far as receiving and things like that.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the second resolution, which is our annual maintenance appropriation, the state has said that we, if we would like to, and so we decided to, we should put together our annual maintenance program. The township should put together their annual maintenance program. Mm-hmm. They will sign them knowing that we do not have adequate funds coming to support those programs, but obviously if money were to become available, then we have the signed programs on file and we can move ahead with, rock, oil, paint, all those things that we do with our maintenance and that the townships do with their maintenance. So we've had all the township highway commissioners in to set up all their programs. They're ready to be sent to IDOT. This is our maintenance program for 2016, which generally, has to be in by January 1st. So we're just going to follow standard protocol. We don't plan on doing all these things until the money becomes available, but to have it on file and ready to go is the appropriate thing to do right now. So so moving through number 8, resolution for motor fuel tax funds for salary, I would ask that you approve that.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The second one is for the, there is a estimate of maintenance cost there on page 11 of your agenda, which shows the typical things that we do purchase out of motor fuel tax for maintenance of the county highways. The labor and equipment, that's the transfer of the funds from motor fuel tax fund to the highway fund, where we charge our equipment costs against motor fuel tax in order to transfer it into the highway fund. So we have been able to do that all the way through 2015. Obviously, we wouldn't start charging against it until we see funds in 2016, but we'll continue to keep track of all of our equipment costs. The contract labor is our typical oil and paint striping contracts, and then the day labor and materials you'll see there listed is all the things, all the materials that we need to do our various maintenance, signposts, crack sealers, salt, calcium chloride, those types of things in order to maintain the road. So the total is $747,300 that we're needing appropriation for the 2016 general maintenance from motor fuel tax funds.
That's about the same as last year. I don't think there's any big dollar changes on this.
We're usually around $800,000.
It looks around.
Yeah. Okay. We may go over a little bit this year due to the fact that our salt was $81.91 a ton. But we'll have to send in a revised estimate and send that in. I mean, we've already paid for the stuff. It's just a matter of tabulating it all at the end of the year and sending in a revised estimate. But we're, you know, we're doing things as we normally would right now, and assuming that we'll have a relatively typical spring and summer next year. If we don't, we'll, you know, we'll cut back. We don't plan any major construction program next year as far as county roads go, just simply because we didn't really have anything that we were ready to do and to try to push something out the door during the winter time in hopes that we'll have enough money to do it is probably pretty futile. So we'll get ready for major program in 2017. Plus 2016 is going to be a pretty major construction season in this area, even though there's no motor fuel tax funds. The overlay of 74 that they squashed last year is on the letting today for IDOT.
Wow.
The big MCOR project, which is the city of Champaign and the U of I in Urbana, and down, you know, down on campus town, that's going to be on the letting. That's $16, $17 million worth of work. So the major contractors will probably be okay. It's the seal coat guys that are kind of laying in wait to see what's going to happen. So I would ask for your approval of the resolution for general maintenance.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Jay? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
And then we have a petition resolution for Raymond Township for a small culvert replacement project. You'll see a map there on your last sheet, showing the location of the project. There's currently three round pipes that are in horrible shape, and anytime you put three round pipes next to each other, it never works, but they tried it over the years. We propose to put in a 5x2 concrete box culvert in place of those three round pipes, and as is typical, we will purchase the box culvert on behalf of the township, and they'll do the labor to put it in, and that's kind of the 50-50 type of cost share that we do on those types of projects. But it's estimated at $18,000 for the total replacement of the project.
That's way too much, but I'd move to approve.
I was thinking it was kind of cheap, really.
Too big a pipe or too big?
It's a concrete box.
You don't know, like Hank?
I don't like Hank.
I move to approve the motion.
Jay seconded it. Barely. Okay, any more discussion on it? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The Olympian Drive bridge deck was poured on Friday, so they've got that complete out there. They're still working on the intersection of Lincoln and Olympian to get that open, but it will be open here before the snow flies so that people can get through Lincoln. The total project will not be completed this year unless we get some kind of miraculously nice months in December and January. I don't believe they'll get done. There's still a lot of asphalt work to do along the shoulders and concrete work to do to tie the roadway and the bridge together. But they did get the deck board, so that is all done.
That's been nice.
So that was, we were a little bit leery whether we were going to get that in, but the weather held long enough because you got to have like 60 degree temperatures and rising to do a deck. And that's, don't get a lot of that once you get past Halloween, but they were able to get it done.
Yeah, we had 70 degree days there.
If there is flowers, any indication?
I know, but the tunas are still popping out.
Really?
About like impatience, roses.
The Dewey Fisher Road project is open to traffic, not 100% done, but we would call it 99% done. There were some issues with a subcontractor for some guardrail that needed to be replaced, and they end up having to go to a secondary subcontractor to do that work and put them behind the eight ball a little bit as far as timeliness goes of getting those up. So they'll be out there probably in December doing that guardrail replacement by the time they get it ordered and get it in and get all the pieces together and get down here to do it. There's still some touch-up work to do, some punch list work type of stuff to do, stuff that wasn't done exactly as we like that they have to go back and fix up. But, you know, for the most part, the roadway is open to traffic. There'll probably still be some times when there'll be flaggers out there from time to time when they're doing some of their touch-up work. But it's open to traffic. I think it looks really nice. Mm-hmm. The landowners out there are very pleased from what I've heard as far as how we were able to accomplish the project and still maintain traffic for the majority of the time. And the widened shoulders is going to help out with the farm traffic. Mm-hmm. And so forth. The rumble strips are in, and people are going to stay between the lines, or they're gonna feel it. So I think it was. It's been a long 3 or 4 years getting that project to fruition and getting it done, but I think it's been well worth it. And so once we get a bill from IDOT, we might pay it, but I'm still contemplating
it back
that.
The file. Somewhere.
And I don't understand that because like McLean County is doing a project up on Tawanda Barnes Road. They said they've been getting monthly bills from IDOT. And we've been doing that project since April and we haven't seen a bill yet. So it's just kind of hit and miss whether they're sending bills to you or not as you do your projects, which I don't quite understand.
Maybe they have the wrong mailing address. That's not telling me.
I'm not going to call them and request a bill at this time. So that's the Dewey Fisher Road update.
That's great.
Okay, can you talk to us about the condition of our bridges?
The condition of our bridges. We have to do bridge inspections every 4 years for very new bridges, every 2 years once the bridges get, you know, to be 10 years old or so, and every year for bridges that are getting to the end of their useful life. We have very, very few bridges, less than five, that are on that one-year inspection type of, you know, revolving inspection every year. We have one bridge down on County Road 16 that is posted that we talked about here a few months ago. I've applied for major bridge funding for that bridge. It is right off of Route 130. It's a pretty major roadway for grain and so forth to go across. It's posted at 15 tons. Unfortunately, when you apply for major bridge funding, it's a five-year out window in order to receive those funds, but to replace a bridge of that size is probably in $1.5 million. We get about $1 million a year in our bridge fund to put into bridges, so that would take up a year and a half of our funds. So I'm hoping, and I'm thinking it's a good candidate project. Usually in November they send out the award letters for those projects. We have a bridge up on County Road 9 that is currently under contract with an engineer to do the design work on. It's not posted, but it was seeing some issues underneath it where the severe concrete spall and a lot of corrosion of the rebar. Other than that, our county bridges are in really good shape. And our township bridges, for the most part, we're not seeing any that are in really bad shape as far as structurally go. We have a lot of bridges that are functionally obsolete, which means they're too narrow. You know, they're not built to accommodate the current agricultural traffic that they get across them, but they're structurally sufficient. So the report that, what channel was it on? Was it WIC?
CBS.
CBS? Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, there's, the state has some kind of ranking tool that they use for their bridges. They want 93% of their bridges to be structurally sufficient or sufficient as far as traffic goes. I know they're trying to put a lot more money into bridges, because, you know, it's just like the bridge, if it's the weak link in the chain, you can't get across the road if the bridge won't allow the weights to go across it. There is some language in the federal transportation bill that was just passed out of the House giving the states the authority to allow 91,000-pound vehicles on their roadways. Hmm. Now, if that were to occur and that were to be pushed down to the locals like the 80,000-pound was 5 years ago, I don't know how adequate our bridges are to accommodate 91,000 pounds vehicles on a continuous basis. But with the current 80,000 pound loads, like I said, we've got a couple of bridges. They're both planned to be replaced. Other than that, we're in decent shape.
Jim?
Can we restrict those vehicles if they do to certain roads in the county?
It depends. When they had the Illinois Jobs Now bonding bill, and they gave, what was it, $100 million a year to locals, that basically came with it, the statutory authority for 80,000-pound vehicles to travel on all roadways in the state. Can we post our roadways? Yes, we could post our roadways. Mm-hmm. Who's going to enforce it? I don't know. It's kind of hard to get somebody out there to enforce a posting. Most people will abide by a bridge posting because they don't want the bridge to fall in. They don't want to be driving across it when it goes down. But a road posting is, you know, a lot of people just kind of look the other way.
Yeah, I mean, you get 90,000 pounds going across the bridge 15 times, and which one's going to raise the damage, the final damage that destroys the bridge?
Going on what he just said, I mean, honestly, those of us that really live rural, they don't pay attention to any of that, whether it's posted or not. They don't pay attention to kid signs. They don't pay attention to anything. But I think we're lucky in a sense that we've been very diligent in trying to keep things up to date. You know, you had your road map, yeah, and that, and what roads needed repaired, and we really didn't have as many in total disarray versus the ones that are like, okay, it's time to upgrade.
Right.
So I think good and bad, at least we will probably be in better shape than some of the other places if we have to wait 6 months or a year to put our stuff together. Because I think, and thank you, because you guys have done a great job keeping things cycling around, so where we've done some fixing that maybe some other people hadn't. And you know, if it's one of these little culverts or something like that, I mean, if we have to scrape together 10 or 20,000, I think that's not going to hurt us as much as the big $1,000,000 or $150,000 project. So
yeah,
I think we're very lucky at this point.
Well, we're lucky in that we have the taxing ability to be able to take care of these things. A lot of these small counties, they just don't have the tax base.
Right.
And, you know, you guys have always given the county bridge and the county highway department and the county highway fund, you know, our appropriate share of the growth in the taxes, which has really helped us kind of maintain where we're at. Whereas a lot of counties have just said, you're at this much and we're giving it to other departments or other line items to take care of. So unfortunately, I think that's going to come to an end for a couple of years, isn't it, by state?
If they pass that legislation.
Yeah.
But depending on how it's structured.
Right. Right. So we're fortunate. We do have a tax base to draw from. We don't rely 100% on motor fuel tax funds. Mm-hmm. We do for construction, but we don't pay all of our guys and turn on the lights with motor fuel tax funds like a lot of counties do. That is their sole source for, you know, their highway fund might be $150,000 total, you know, and their bridge fund is probably $75,000 total. So we're lucky in that sense that we have a tax base to support our needs. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is there any other business? No. Well, the chair doesn't have a report. And I guess, and there's a name that all of them are going there, 8, 9, and 10.
Yes.
Going to the consent agenda. So is there anything else you all want?
I'd like to ask Jeff a question. We, in our appraisal of our buildings, which was a dismal report the other night, they listed the salt dome as needed to be replaced. And was you aware of that? And I don't remember the criteria that they used to indicate that it needed replaced, but I thought we just put a new roof on it not very long ago. And
That must have been some fancy engineering firm you guys hired to come up with that.
Well, you might want to keep your eye on it. They might tear it down on you, so your back's turned. Get it full of salt first.
Yeah. Well, it was built in 94, 93, somewhere around there.
Deb, it was on there, though, wasn't it? Do you know?
No, it's one of the buildings that was appraised for you. I don't know that they were saying it had to be torn down, but there's a lot of corrosion on the inside, on the interior.
Yeah.
Issues there. I think the roof was also cited, but I think it was what's under the roof that was being cited.
Oh, structure of the
roof. So, yeah, and it has a, you know, it has a deferred maintenance budget line that indicates what we would have to set aside.
It's a wood structure on top of a concrete base. It's not like it's metal and it's rusting or corroding. Well, obviously, we just put a new roof on it, and any of the sheeting that was, you know, in poor condition was replaced when we did the roof project on it. So,
well, it just kind of caught my eye because of all of the buildings that we've got that are really, really seriously needing work. I didn't think of the salt dome, but I guess that proves that they did a pretty thorough job when they were going through the buildings.
I mean, yeah, it's going to need maintenance over the years. Yeah. No doubt about that. And like we talked about before, once the bond is paid off next year, we plan to put that money into maintenance of the set aside for maintenance of the highway facilities, whether it's the salt dome or our other building over there that we keep our salt brine and our in loader in, or this facility.
Will that be adequate?
I haven't seen the report.
Not based on the report. I'll send you the details.
Okay.
Sorry I ask. Bye, Patsy.
Okay, is there anything else? No, you guys ready to go.
Thanks for scurrying through so I can get to my 10 o'clock.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Motion.
No, we're going to stay here another hour.
You need to second that.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.